This is Senator Bob Dole. The nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court has smoked out the special interests, but the American people like what they see. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Bob Dole and the American people agree. We want a Supreme Court that stands by the Constitution. We don't want judges making laws or promoting Ted Kennedy's agenda or Bob Dole's or anyone else's. But that really rubs the special interests the wrong way, and they're begging Ted Kennedy to save their necks. Fortunately, the American people, or at least a great majority, know the score. They have rejected your out-of-touch big government agenda, but you're using every trick in the book to get a court that will make an end run around the people. Robert Bork is one of the most distinguished jurists in America. That's why the American Bar Association gave him an overwhelming vote of well-qualified, its highest rating.
Bob, you're wrong in your facts and wrong on Bork. The Bar Association rating was significant precisely because it wasn't overwhelming. Bork squeaked by on a divided vote with a sharp dissent. Divisions like that are virtually unprecedented for Supreme Court nominees, Bob. So the split decision is a stunning setback for Bork and the right wing, and a sure sign of even bigger trouble ahead. What's more, Bob, the ABA was only considering Bork's legal expertise, integrity, and temperament. It didn't even consider his extremist ideology, his hostility to equal rights for women and civil rights, and even his contempt for Congress. If Bork is controversial with the ABA, Bob, he'll be even more controversial with Congress because of his right-wing ideology. The hearings begin tomorrow, Bob. The whole country has a chance to see that Bork is worse than his bite. For all his brilliance, he's too far out for the Supreme Court. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Colorizing Black and White Films. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.